Mishnah. Tigalachas tuma ketzed. What's the halacha of a nazir during his 30 days, if he touches a mace, he becomes tamei? So halacha is he has to wait 7 days until he becomes tahor, and then the mitzvah of this nazir is he has to take a haircut then, and he has to bring us 3 kabonis. So how does he do it? What's the seder? The nazir touched the mace, let's say Yom Rishon. So now he has to wait to Yom Shlishi, he has to be mazir spritz on him from the mechatis. Uvashri, that's the luck. Anytime you're a tamei mace, the only way you can become tor is if you have the mechatis that they spritz on you, Yom Shlishi and Yom Shvi. That's why this man is there, we're all tamei mace, and we can't become tor. Today we can't become tor from Tumas mace, because we don't have any mechatis around. But as man, they have the mechatis, from the Poraduma, the issues of the Poraduma, that they had a pour on you on the third day and the seventh day. Umegaleach vashvi. Then alochri is the seventh day after the Ramaz and after you went to the mikvah, then you could take a haircut. Umegaleach vashvi. Umevi karbonoisa vishmini. You have to wait until the eighth day, and that's when you bring your carbon. That's the loch of tumis of a nazir tummy. That on the seventh day, he takes his haircut. And the next day, on the eighth day, he brings his korban. What about now v'yimgilach b'shmini? Let's say he waited a day. He didn't take his haircut on the seventh day, but he waited an extra day, and he first took his haircut on the eighth day. So lachar is mevi korbanoisu bay bayoyim. Divrei Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva says it doesn't matter. Still, he could bring his korbanos that day. In other words, his tumah went off completely yesterday. On the seventh day, when you had your last hazor and you went to the mikvah, you became tahor. You had to wait to Erev Shemesh, to the night time. So now the eighth day, that's the day you're allowed to bring your korbanos. Even though you didn't take a haircut yet, so what? Like, not taking a haircut does not keep the tumor upon you. So since you, even though you took the haircut on the eighth day, it's not considered like you were tummy today. Therefore, the eighth day, okay, after your haircut now, you can go take, you can bring your korbanos. Omele Rabbi Tafani. Rabbi Tafani asked Akasha about Rabbi Akiva. Is that true what you're saying? Ma ben zela mitzayra. Why is nazir different than the loch of a mitzayra? That loch of a mitzayra is the same thing. If you're a mitzayra, when you become tor, the Torah also says there on the seventh day, you take your haircut, you have to shave off all the hair of your body, and then the eighth day, you bring your kabonis. That's the loch of by a mitzayra. And by a mitzayra, the loch is, if he didn't take his haircut on the seventh day, but he waited to take his haircut on the eighth day, then the halacha is he can't bring his kabonis that day. He has to wait till the ninth day to bring the kabonis. That's Rav Tafran's kasha batz Rabbi Akiva. Why is Hilchos Mitzayra different than Hilchos Naziris? And on this, Rabbi Akiva answered back very easily. Omalei, Rabbi Akiva answered back like this. Zeh taharoisav taluya biyamav. I tell you by your nazir that you were tummy, you touched the mace. So how long are you tummy for? For 7 days, like a regular tumas mace. If you made the hazor, they spritzed on you, the mechatas, the seventh day and the seventh day, the third and the seventh, and you went to the mikvah on the seventh day, you're tahor. So your tumah went off the night on the seventh day. So therefore, on the eighth day, you're tahor. So you have to do a haircut? Good, do the haircut today, and bring your kabonis today, because you're completely tor on the eighth day. But the loch, if you had tumas mitzaras on you, there the pasuk says, taharosoi tuluya biskalachtoi. There the loch is that a mitzaira kozman, he doesn't shave off all his hair from his body, the tumas mitzaira is still on him. The tumah of a mitzaira does not go off you until after you take your haircut. Therefore, it's very good. V'yena mevi korban elim kem hoyim uru shemesh. So if you first take your haircut on the eighth day, it comes out the eighth day you were tamei. After your haircut, that's when you become tor. Now the halacha is, you can't bring a korban until Erev Shemesh. That means if you were tamei that day, even if you went to the mikvah, you have to wait till evening, till it comes shkia, and then first the next day you can bring your kabonis. But that day, that's not called the tful yoyim. That day that you went to the mikvah, you can't bring kabonis. So mitzayra, the locher is, he has his tumor on him until he takes his haircut. So if you first took your haircut on the eighth day, it comes out until you took your haircut, you have tumor, you are tumor. So therefore, on the eighth day, you can't bring kabonis. You have to wait till Erev Shemesh, till it becomes evening that you're completely tor, and then the ninth day you can first bring your korban. That's the halacha by mitzvah. Ma'ashen ken by a nazir, if a nazir touched a mace, it's only a regular tumas mace. Tumas mace, the halacha is, whether you take a hekar or not, it don't make a difference. On the seventh day, you go to the mikveh and you become tor. So even though you're supposed to take a hekar on the seventh day, if you missed it and took it the eighth day, it's still the same thing. After your hekar, gesundheit, bring your korbanos. So there's a big difference between nazir and halachas of a mitzvah. So on this, the Gemara asks now a question. Kibble minayaloi, was Rabbi Tarfon, did he accept this answer from Rabbi Kiva or not? In other words, in the Mishnah, Rabbi Tarfon asked a question to Rabbi Kiva. Like, why do you say a nazir could bring his korban on the eighth day if he took a haircut the eighth day? Rabbi Tarfon had a question, why? So good, Rabbi Kiva answered back to Rabbi Tarfon. So the question is, did Rabbi Tarfon accept the answer? And does he also agree now to Rabbi Akiva that a nazir could bring his korban the eighth day, even though his haircut was the eighth day? Or no? Maybe Rabbi Tarfon did not accept Rabbi Akiva's answer. That's the question. Kibli minayaloi. So what says Toshima coming here? To Tani Hillel, there's a man the Yom Hillel that says like this. Even by a nazir, Gilach Bishmini, if a nazir that was Tomei first took his haircut on the eighth day, maybe Karbonos of Bichi. It says clearly he could first bring his Karbonos on the ninth day. The eighth day he can't bring his Karbon. So who does Hillel go like? Is vi Sakadat, if you want to tell me, Kibla Minei, that Rabbi Tarfon accepted what Rabbi Kiva told him. And now both Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Tarfon hold that a Nazir that took his haircut on the eighth day could bring his Karbonos on the eighth day. If so, how could Hillel argue? Is Lesa Karbonos of Bishmini? Why can't you bring them the korban on the eighth day? How come this Tana Hillel holds that a nazir that was Tamei, when he becomes Tor, if he first took a haircut on the eighth day, he can't bring his korban then? So here would be mashma that Rabbi Tarfon did not accept what Rabbi Kiva holds, and Rabbi Tarfon still holds, even by a nazir the halacha, that the haircut has to be the day before you bring your korban. And if you first took Yekut on the eighth day, the locker is you can't bring the korban until the ninth day. So Chura, you see that Rabbi Tarfon did not accept what Rabbi Kiva answered him. All right, turn over. So Mr. Gemara says, maybe no. Omar Rava, Rava Zanotea, there's no kasha. There's no kasha. It could be really Rabbi Tarfon does accept what Rabbi Kiva told him in the Mishnah. And they all agree that a nazir that took his haircut on the eighth day could bring his kabonis the eighth day also. But I tell you, you know why Hillel says you can't? Ho de tovel bishvi, ho de lo tovel bishvi. Our Mishnah is talking about that this nazir went to the mikvah on the seventh day. Even though he first took his haircut on the eighth day, but he went to the mikvah on the seventh day. Therefore, the seventh day he becomes tor. And when it becomes nighttime, Harash Shemesh, he's even able to bring a korban. That's why now on the eighth day, even though he still has to take a haircut, so what? Let him take a haircut and then he'll bring the korban. But that Hillel says, not like that, that Hillel says that this Nozick cannot bring the korban on the eighth day, but rather he has to wait till the ninth day, is talking about the Leitov Bishvi, that not only he didn't take his haircut on the seventh day, but he didn't even go to the mikvah on the seventh day. Therefore, Kozman, he didn't go to the mikveh, he's still Tomei. So he went to the mikveh first on the eighth day. So then, it's good, if he first went to the mikveh on the eighth day, so when does it become completely Tor? At nighttime, Harav Shemesh. So until nighttime, he can't bring his carbon. That's why he has to wait till the ninth day. Because carbonus, you can't bring at nighttime. So you have to, at night, you first become fit to bring a carbon. That's why he has to wait now until the ninth day. So therefore, there's no stira. It could be Rabbi Tarfon agreed to what Rabbi Kiva told him in the Mishnah, and Hillel was talking about where he didn't go to the mikvah on the seventh day, but rather first on the eighth day. Omar Abaye says, Ashachtinu lechavret Rav Nosson Baroshia. I found the chaverim of Rav Nosson Baroshia, the Yasrin. They were sitting down with Kamran, and they said like this. They said over the pasuk that says, Ubo lefnei Hashem el Pesach oyomoyit, that you have to come to the Pesach oyomoyit into the Beis Hamikdash, venosnom el hakoyin, and you have to bring it to the koyin. So this is talking about gabe zav, Here's a posek about a zav. A person that's a zav says pasach mitzora. The chayiter hazav mizoyvu. The person that was a zav becomes tor. So the safula shivas yamin. You have to count 7 days. Vechibes begodav rochas b'mayim. He has to go down to the mikvah and put his clothing in the mikvah also. In b'mayim chayim, in the well water, live water. Vitor. That's the loch of a zav. And then uvayoyim hashmini yikach lo ishtei sorim. On the 8th day, we bring his 2 kabbonas, 2 birds. Ubol of Hashem, and now the zav has to come with his 2 birds in front of Hashem. El Pesach Hayomoyid, v'nosnim el Kohen. He has to give his birds over to the Kohen, and the chippur all of Kohen v'tor. Then the Kohen brings his 2 birds, and then the zav becomes completely tor. That's the loch of tum zav, that you have to wait 7 days. You go to the mikvah then on the 7th day, and then the 8th day you bring your 2 kabbonas to the Kohen. Now. So the pasuk says, "Ubo lefnei Hashem el pesach koyim avnosam al koyim." The ema say ubo. When does he come to the koyim? Bizman shutovol. When he already went to the mikvah on the 7th day, the yoseher shemesh, and he already waited till the night time. In other words, it's first the 8th day that he comes now to the base of Migdash. In that's when he could do it. But loy tovol yoseher shemesh loy. But if he did not go to the mikvah, or he did not make Harish Shemesh, then he cannot come into the Beis Hamikdash. Is Alma, what do you see? K'sova tful yoyim shel zav kizav dami. That the tful yoyim means again, if the zav went to the mikvah, that day until the night time, it's still called the tful yoyim. In other words, the tumah does not go off until it becomes night time, even though he went to the mikvah. If he went to the mikvah on the 7th day, 2 o'clock in the afternoon, the locher is, he's called the tful yoyin, he still has some tumor on him until shki, until night time. So locher is, a tful yoyin shel zav is kzav dami. That's what they were saying over. So he said back to them, amino lohin, I would say to them, ano, I would have said back to them a question like this. Ela mayat is, so if it's true what you're saying, gabe nozeh tome nami. The chur, when a nozeh became tome, touched the mace. So he's saying now the 7th day he goes to the mikvah, and the 8th day he has to bring his korban. I would have said there also, the pasuk says, that the nazir, that's tamei, has to bring the korban to the kohen. Is emasaihu bo, when does he bring his korbanis, his shtei serim, the 2 birds, to the kohen? Bizman shetoval, v'yoseher shemesh. Only when the nazir went to the mikvah on the 7th day, and now it's the 8th day, then he can bring his kabbonis to the kohen. That's what should be here also.